Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophet or the misconception I intend to bring into discussion today relates to the sending of durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, of course, we know that the Quran has said that the Almighty Himself and His angels sent durood and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the believers have also been directed to do so, and this is something very commendable. However, there is this notion which has arisen amongst our masses, and as a result of a hadith, of course, the notion is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that a person who says durood near his grave, he listens to that durood. And if he says that durood at a distance from his grave, then that durood is transmitted to him. He is made known of that durood. So on the basis of this, people think that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even today listens to the durood they sent upon him. Now, as I said earlier, that this concept has arisen because of a hadith which is found in our hadith books. And of course, it's not just one hadith. There are a number of hadiths on this topic. However, one of the main hadiths on this topic is the one I'd like to discuss today. And this is actually recorded in Shu'b al-Iman, a book authored by Imam Behki. And the words of the hadith are, it says, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet has said that man salla alayya in the qabri sami'tuhu, man salla alayya na'iyan ublightuhu, which means that the Prophet said that the person who sends durood upon him near his grave, he listens to it, and a person who sends durood to him at a distance from his grave, then that durood is transmitted to him. He's made aware of the durood that has been sent upon him. Now, this is the narrative, of course, which has been the talk of this whole discussion, the primary base of this discussion. And our own scholars of hadith have regarded this to be a narrative which is not at all worthy of being relied upon, because there is a narrator by the name of Muhammad ibn Marwan, As-Suddi, who is an entirely suspect narrator. He is a person who is regarded to be unreliable. He's totally unreliable. And I'm just going to narrate before you some of the comments of our hadith authorities on his character. Now, Jarir ibn Abdul Hamid says that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bisiqa, which means that he's not trustworthy. Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Umair says he's laysa bishay, which means that he's nothing. Similarly, Yaqub ibn Sufyan says Zaifun ghayru sika, that he's weak and that he's unreliable. Salim Muhammad al-Baghdadi says Kana Zaifan wa Kana Yaza'u al-Hadith Aizan. He says that he's not only weak and suspect, but he is guilty of concocting and fabricating narratives. Abu Hatim says Zahib al-Hadith, Matruk al-Hadith, La Yuktabu Hadithahu al-Batta, which means that he is absolutely unworthy in matters of Hadith, and that his narratives are worthy of being forsaken, and that they are not even worth writing upon in any case. Similar is the comment by Imam Bukhari, who says La yuktabu hadithahu al-batta, which means that his narratives should not be written should never be written. And Imam Nasai also says that he's matrukul hadith, which means that he is worthy of being forsaken. His narratives are worthy of being forsaken. So in the presence of these comments, we can safely say that Muhammad ibn Marwan Suddi is a narrator on which nothing can, and we cannot in any chain of narration in which he is present, that hadith is regarded to be unreliable, and so therefore we can safely say that the contents of this narration are something that we cannot rely upon. And if they say that the Prophet Muhammad is alive in his grave and he still listens to our durood when we send our durood upon him, then this is a concept which is of course, as I said, based on narratives like this and some other narratives, and none of these narratives are sound. So therefore, Muslims must be very careful, and they must understand that this narrative is an alien. It injects an alien concept in their beliefs, and they must, at all costs, stay away from it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.